It's coming at every accusation, every pain, every problem, every tribulation, everything that the enemy's trying to do to stop you from breaking out. Sevenfold. Over Equal Worldwide. If you're part of Equal Worldwide, or you want to be part of Equal Worldwide Ministry, you better pull in, tie on to this word, because this is a word from restoration. Sevenfold. Everything that was stolen, we finger the thief. The thief, according to John 10:10, is come to steal, kill, and destroy. But we declare restoration. Full restoration, plus six times more.
I was sitting in a car with ministry friends on Saturday afternoon, and I'm sitting there, and if you know me, I'm always like, oh, Jesus, shorabashiki, all the time. There's just an open flow, you know, because we have open heavens, and it all makes sense. And I'm sitting there, and you know, my friend says, so, you know, what's going on? Because he could sense something was happening. And I said, oh my, God's about to restore all things. And he like stops the car. And he looks back at me like I'm crazy. And so we keep going. And then God, and I get it again. Oh my, God's about to restore all things. And if you know my God, he says, I'm about to restore all things. I'm sitting there like I'm ready to bust out of the car. But I mean, good thing there was a sunroof, because he said, I'm about to restore all things. I'm about to make all things perfect. And I wouldn't mess with my God. He says that he's going to do it. And so he says, I'm going to restore all things. And I said, okay, well, what's restoration? And he said, many of you are longing for a healing, and many of you are longing for freedom, which is good. You need your healing and you need your freedom. You need to be set free.
Come on.
But he says, restoration is special. He says, because once you've been restored, no man can take it away. Once you have been restored, no man, no family member, no cousin, no enemy, no devil, no anything can take it away from you. He says, so restoration isn't just on its way. Restoration is here to stay. Yeah, come on. And so many of you tonight are saying, God, you know, what am I to be? Who am I to be, God? You know what Bishop Pastor Daddy Barry's talking about is good stuff, but how do I get there? How do I become that? Because I have issues and I'm... God says, let me restore you. And you don't have to chase for it any longer. Once you've been restored, no man, no enemy can take it away. It's here to stay. Restoration is here to stay. And I like it. It's good stuff. And restoration isn't just for one thing. It's for all things. All things are restored. And you know, I began to research, what's restoration, God? Just in the natural realm, what is restoration? What does the word mean? And it's the act of restoring, renewal, revival, and reestablishment. Amen. The definition of restoration is the act of restoring, the act of renewal, the act of revival, and the act of reestablishment. He says, in this hour, I am firming stable bases in your life. I'm making firm ground around you. You're going to be able to stand and no longer be shaken. You won't be able to get up, fly away, run away, chase away. I don't care what you do. He says, no longer. Your ground has been made firm. He says, I've installed in you a better software than yesterday. He says, today's software is good. It's the good stuff. He says, I begin to settle you in position. You know your calling in this hour. He says, I'm going to show you. If you don't know right now, I'm about to show you. Because when you've been restored, you know who you are. You know what mountain you're going to take. You know your sphere of influence. And you rise up big in the midst of it. He said, of course, the word revival. That's a good word. It's the restoration back to full life. You're conscious. You're just waking up. I'm telling you, in this place, you have just woken up. You may feel sleepy. You may feel tired. But you have just woken up. You have life again. You have joy again. And if you say, I don't have joy, then I don't know if you're really part of the kingdom. Because joy is in the kingdom. He says you once again have strength to do all things. He says not just some things. He says you'll be able to take up and take over. It's very simple. And he says you're going to have acceptance. No longer searching for it. Don't look for it. That's just no. Don't do that. He says God wants to set you in the right place at the right time with all you need to take over. He says once you've been restored, he says last but not least, once you've been restored, you have a takeover mentality. You go in and you take over. He says it's simple. I didn't make it complicated. But you have to want your restoration. You have to want it. You have to say, ain't no man messing with me. Ain't no enemy touching my stuff. I'm being restored. He says he sets you free.
Jesus.
You can't say, you know, your restoration's not there because I'm screaming it in your face. But he's saying it's here and it's here and it's here. It's your time. It's time for greater things, greater favor, and last but not least, greater levels. We're taking up and we are taking over. And restoration is here to stay.
Hallelujah.